We are going to go ahead and get started. I'm so excited that you guys could join me for 40 days and 40 nights of prosperity. And what I envisioned these calls to be more than anything were, I wanted them to be a prayer for your money, but also, you know that old saying, like, pray but move your feet? Like, I wanted to give you practical, hands-on things that you can actually do so that 40 days from now, you can absolutely positively say that you're more abundant than you were today. And it may seem like, oh, what can you do in 40 days? But a lot can happen in 40 days, actually. I've seen people bring in an additional $1,000 to $2,000 in 30 days just by tweaking little things with what they're doing. So with that said, why don't we go ahead and dive right on in? So if you're following online, you should be able to see the slides because I wanted to make sure I had something for the visual learners amongst us. So the first thing I wanted to go over with you guys is this idea of the second chakra. So the second chakra represents your sexuality. It represents your creativity, your finances, your personal power, your relationships, your sensuality, and your pleasure. If your second chakra is blocked, you'll find it manifesting in your sex life, your money, your relationships, and it can create an imbalance that leads to not knowing when to give and when to take, and just not having good boundaries about your needs and what you need from people. So some signs that you have a weak chakra, a weak second chakra are, so the signs that you have a weak second chakra are you'll be plagued by guilt. And I have this all the time, like I'll buy something and I'll feel guilty about it, or I didn't do what I consider enough as far as my business and I'll feel guilty about it. You have a fragile sense of self-worth, and this is usually manifested by wanting to please other people, and I think we as women are the ultimate in people pleasers. If your second chakra is weak, you get easily offended, hurt, or upset. You believe that you are flawed and are always under construction, and I think, again, this is one of the main reasons why women spend money and overconsume, especially clothing and makeup and items that are touted to, like, make them better than ever. It's because of that weak second chakra has us believing that we're not enough, that we're flawed in some way, and so we need to buy that bag, that pair of shoes, that lip gloss to make ourselves bigger, better, you know, the 2.0 version of ourselves. And then also, if your second chakra is weak, you'll also experience it in your body. So you'll have digestive disorders, bowel disorders, reoccurring bladder and urinary tract infections, lower back pain, and then also sexual appetite imbalances. So before I go into, like, what we're going to be doing around sexy money, I wanted to give you a little background about myself. So the first thing I would say is, hi, I'm Denise. And I love money. I've always loved money since I was a kid. I used to get my allowance, and I would change it over immediately into dollar bills so I could have, like, a fat wad. And if the wads weren't crisp enough, I'm almost ashamed to admit this, I would iron them so that they would have that nice, crisp, new money feeling. And my mom is she's so sweet. She's so delightful and, like, pretty, she's pretty well-rooted in Christianity, so she would always quote that one Bible verse to me about it being easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. So she was always really concerned about what she perceived as my greed, and so I kind of took that love of money and transferred it to a love of numbers. And all through high school and college, I was actively involved in engineering and science and math. And I got a degree in mathematics And right after school, I started working for businesses. I ran a nonprofit right out of school, and I realized I really had a head for the fundraising and the business side of it. And I just funneled that into working for different companies, mostly small businesses that made like $3 million or less. And I just became their business manager or their controllers. And in 2008, I decided to step out on a limb, chuck it all. I had a duplex in Savannah, Georgia. I had a pretty nice, cushy lifestyle. I worked for an electrical contractor, but I hated everything about it. And so I chucked it all, moved to New York, put my duplex up for rent, and decided that I was going to start my business right after the market crashed. And I had the most educational time of my life. I have never struggled as hard. Not even when I was in college did I remember feeling this, that much lack of abundance. And I do not recommend struggling the way I did. Like, I realize now that you don't have to, if you have really good guidance and proper systems, you don't have to struggle as much, and you don't have to go through that achy, anxious, fearful, all that second chakra stuff when you're doing something huge that you've never done before that comes up. You don't have to create or manifest abundance that way. But of course, you only learn those lessons after you go through it. But now that I've gone through it, I realize that sometimes as human beings, we're addicted to those negative feelings because we think that's how you create. And instead, I've started to look at those negative feelings as I've gotten older and further along into my business. Is that there's a good kind of fear and there's a bad kind of fear. A bad kind of fear is when a bear is about to like maul you. That kind of fear is like the run, the flight fear. And that serves you. But there's another kind of fear where it's a call to rise up to the occasion. So that's the kind of fear when you're about to speak in front of a group of 100 people and you're nervous about speaking in public. That kind of fear is just letting you know that you're on the edge of your comfort, which means that you're pushing through to your next level, the next iteration of who you're going to be. And that's what gets you to where you want to go as far as your desires around money or manifestation. So let's start talking about ways that we can get your sexy in alignment. I want to do things to serve your second chakra. So for the next week, this is what I want you to do. I want you to invest in essential oils or candles or incense, ylang-ylang, rosemary, and lavender are like specifically for the second chakra. And so I want you to create a daily ritual around those different scents, like whether it's you're putting them in your bath, you're lighting incense when you get up in the morning, whatever it takes to get you to have those, have that stimulating your sense of smell. I want you to get into that mode. The second thing I want you to do around your sexy is some kind of sensual movement. So whether it's pole dancing, I'm a huge fan of pole dancing, belly dancing, kundalini yoga, or you could even just like pull up 3-minute YouTube twerking videos and practice those. But I want you to get into the habit of moving yourself sensually. You can do hula hooping, or you could just do like a couple of hip circles in the morning, like really slowly, to get into that sensual, sexual space. The next thing I want us to focus on for the next week, and you guys can ask questions if you want. I'm just moving ahead because we have such a limited amount of time. I want to make sure that you guys get everything you need. So you're going to do some sacred self-care this week. If it's in your budget or your spending plan, you can go ahead and get, like, massages. If you live in New York, I know a great place where you can do it for $50, and that includes tips. But if going to someone else isn't in your budget, you can also try foam rollers. You can do baths. You can get lotions that really that you really enjoy. Matter of fact, I just found my favorite lotion that I've been looking for years in a little shop down here in Savannah. So you can also make sure that you're getting plenty of sleep and lots of fruits and veggies and vitamins or supplements really support your system. In particular, if you're doing supplements, anything that's going to support your adrenals is also going to help your second chakra. So, because the adrenals controls your stress hormones, and what we're trying to do to balance the second chakra is to get you out of that stress mode and into more of a flowing, just like that first meditation we did, where you're really becoming one with the ocean and the water and the waves of your femininity. So the next thing I want us to do this week is we're going to really think about our intuition and kind of use our inner guiding system. So I want you to notice magic, and magic in the way that, like, synchronicity is magic. Like, I was talking about someone earlier today, something that I admired about her, and I hadn't talked to her in months, and then she called me right before, while I was preparing for this call, to ask me some advice around her finances. So I want you to start noticing things like that, like synchronicities. Or like another one that happened for me was I liked Menace to Society, the movie, on Facebook on Tuesday. And then as I was getting off to the plane, coming down here to Savannah, the dude who played the lead in Menace to Society was right next to me. stuff like that, when you can, like, you're like, dude, if I can manifest the dude who played the lead in Minister Society, I can create anything. So I really want you to start paying attention to that. In addition to that, things you can do to hone your intuition and to really kind of make it laser sharp is you can do guided meditations, particularly chakra meditations. There's some really great ones on YouTube. You can also, I'm a big fan of tarot. I love, there's this new deck that I'm really enchanted with, their goddess cards. Any kind of oracle that you like, though, I Ching is really great, astrology. And then I also want to stress the importance of a clean diet. If you're eating things that, like, uplift your energy and your spirit, fruits, veggies, lean meats, fishes, things like, you know, really good clean proteins, that helps you with your intuition, you know, like, and I learned this from my nutritionist, pretty awesome, but basically those feelings that you feel when you're like, I don't know if you guys have ever done, if you've done a juice cleanse, you know what I'm talking about, or a fast, where you kind of start to slow down, feel a little bit tired, and you can't take too much stimulation. Part of that is because you're opening yourself up and you're becoming more sensitive to the energy around you. And so when you do that, that helps your intuition kick in and allow you to make decisions from that intuitive place, as opposed to that, I want us to get out of our heads. I don't want us to shoot on ourselves anymore. I want us to, like, feel deeply from that rooted deep place right below your belly button, and kind of around your sexual organs, that this is the right thing for you. And I also want you to pay attention to that area as you go about the day, weeks, for the next 40 days is how does my second chakra feel right now when I'm making this decision? Like, does this person turn me on? And that's basically the two questions for your second chakra. Am I turned on by this, or do I want this to get away from me? And so those are the only questions you're asking yourself for the next 40 days. Am I turned on by this, or do I want to run far, far, far away from this? The next thing I want us to really focus on for the next 40 days, and it's perfect that we have 40 days to do this, is I want us to start paying attention to our menstrual cycles. So if you are in the first week of your period, and the first week is your, that is the actual week of your period, so when you're bleeding, that's your winter months, and that's your time for like hibernation and chilling and kind of extra sleep and extra self-care. The next week, your ovulation, your pre-ovulation week, that's spring. And that's time for you to like get out. You know, it's like the flowers are starting to bloom, so you're starting to bloom. You got more energy. This is a great time to start things and to like put things into motion. The next week after that is your summer week. And again, this is like the height of your creativity and your powers of like getting stuff done. This is when you're in your most active masculine role as a woman, but at the same time, you're also at the height of your attraction capabilities, like people are attracted to you during this time. And so you want to use it to remove any obstacles you might have before you get to the next week, which is your fall, and that's really the week before your period, where you want to slow down, start to take as many things off your plate as you can. Like, you know, what Takara said earlier about how she really cleared her plate for this call. I want you to use that same energy for your fall and winter months of your cycle. The next thing is, the last thing I want us to do for the next 40 days, and I'm saying this now that I intend to do something like this every day for the next 40 days, and that's your sensual pleasure. So that can look like daily orgasms, either with a partner or by yourself. There's these great things called jade eggs that really help. It's like an egg that goes inside your vagina, and you can wear it for however long you want to wear it. And it really does a good job of honing your sexual organs and healing any trauma you might have around your sexual organs or your second chakra in general. And it also, you know, it's practical. It strengthens your Kegel muscles. So that's a good tool that you can use. And then there's also two different school of thoughts around orgasms. So the first thought is called extended massive orgasm, or EMO. And it's basically, there's a book written by Steve and Vera Badansky around how you can take your orgasms from, like, the traditional crotch sneeze, which is just, like, you know, like, like when you orgasm in that male way, you're, like, tensing, and then just the release. There's a level of orgasm that women can have that is vastly beyond that crotch sneeze. And if you, like, start to explore that, you can kind of open yourself up to receiving on a sexual level, but then that translates into your life, and you can start to take stimulation in your life in a way that doesn't aggravate you. It like opens you up more to receive more. And so two great places to like really explore the extended massive orgasm is one through the Badanskys in their book, and I believe they have a website as well that you can check them out, but they're on Amazon. And the other place is this organization called One Taste that does something similar to the EMO, in that they're like encouraging the stimulation of the upper right quadrant of your clitoris. I sound like Dr. Ruth right now. But basically the upper left quadrant of your clitoris is where the most stimulation and pleasure can be felt. And so what One Taste does is it creates a capsule of 15 minutes where it takes the pressure off you as a woman, and you can just practice this with a partner, or you can find folks who want to practice with you. And you basically get your upper left quadrant stroked for 15 minutes. And I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to be trying all different things for the next 40 days, because I know that I can also take my orgasms and my sensual pleasure higher. And I want to have that translate into my ability to receive abundance and prosperity in my life. The sexy money piece has been with me for a few years, but the second chakra didn't come until a few months ago. And again, this is where the magic and like listening comes in. A friend of mine sent me some unsolicited advice about my business, and she was like, you know, you need to start talking about money in the second chakra. And it was at a time where I couldn't even hear it because I was so full. I just had my most amazing record month ever in my business, and like I just felt full. And so she sent me the information. And you know when somebody sends you good advice, but you just can't take it in the moment? I just tabled it. I just couldn't even read what she was talking about. And then I went on a retreat, and I came back, and I was ready again. I was ready to receive the next iteration of what I needed to be doing. And then another friend of mine texted me and was like, do you want a guest talk on a call I'm doing on the seven chakras? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be talking about the second chakra in money. So I think this is an important topic for all of us as women. Like, nobody's immune to, I think our culture and, the way we live in a patriarchal society, I think it's set up to kind of tear down your second chakra. And then if you live in New York or you live in those kind of cities, I call them like ovary grinders. Like, they will just grind your ovaries into dust if you don't take the precautions to support yourself. So yeah, we're going to be getting on Sexion for the next 40 days. Now let's talk about the money part, my favorite subject in the world. So let's talk money. So again, I'm going to just keep introducing you guys to access myself. So if Susie Orman and like Marilyn Monroe and Oprah all had a love child together, that would be me. Like, I'm that mix of practical financial advice, that woo-woo spiritual stuff that Oprah loves, and then that sensual sexual stuff that, women like Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Dandridge and all these different sex symbols of our lifetime represented, Cleopatra, all the great courtesans. Like, I'm obsessed with strippers. I'm obsessed with all the different forms of prostitution, sacred prostitution in India, the high-profile courtesans of Europe, and even the high-profile courtesans of, like, New Orleans and stuff like that. So, again, this group is a prayer, but we're going to move our feet, so we're going to be practical about what we're doing. So that's where the money piece comes in. So let's start talking about your money. So the first question I have for you is, and if you have a space where you can take notes around this is a good piece to do. We're going to go through each of these points. So the first thing I have for you, a question I have for you is, what do you value? And what do I mean by that? Is there's a list of things in this world that, are like our core values as people. So, for example, do you value adventure, achievement, advancement, attraction, affection, the arts, responsibility, hard work, honor, family, friends? What I want you to do is, if you're looking on the web, you should see a list of, like, values, and you can go ahead and pick out the ones that you find that resonate with you. And what I'd like to do is spend the next 3 or 4 minutes writing down any core value that comes to you. And if you're not on the web, I'll read them off to you, and you can, like, I want you to, this is practice too for listening to your second chakra. So as I read the words, you can be like, you can either listen for a ding, 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 or it leaves you cold. Either it, like, turns you on where your, like, whole second chakra region is like ding, 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 or it leaves you cold, or it's like, ugh, no. So I'll start by saying that my personal values that I let guide my life are money and wealth. I already told you how much I love money. Sex and pleasure, luxury, friends and family, love and generosity. So go ahead and take time to write down your 5 core values. Is it creativity? Is it cooperation, improvement, customer satisfaction, democracy, development, discipline, ecological awareness, economic security, responsibility, resourcefulness, respect for others, results-oriented, responsiveness, reputation, do you value self-giving or self-reliance? Do you value service to others in your society? Maybe you value security, self-respect, serenity, simplicity, sophistication, speed, a spiritual life, strength, stability, status, systemization, success, teamwork, time and freedom, equality, efficiency, ethical practice, excellence, freedom, friendships, fun, growth. Maybe you value having a global view of the world, gratitude, having a family, honor, hard work, harmony, honesty, innovation, integrity, intellectual status, involvement, loyalty, love and romance, leadership, maximum utilization, meaningful work, merit, money, nature, openness, order, perfection, quality of work, excitement, faith, fame, family, feeling, flair, personal growth, preservation, pleasure, power, a positive attitude, practicality, progress, privacy, public service, purity, tolerance, tradition, truth, trust, wealth, wisdom, work, working with others, working alone, recognition, and last but not least, religion. So if you haven't already, narrow down your five, and if you can't come up with five, whatever you have is perfect. So the reason why I asked you to identify these is that I really want us to focus in on that for the next 40 days, because, you know, the money stuff, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We know that, you know, and that's why you guys are here. But what I will say is it is easier when you are holding on to your core values. So if you value art, Lauren, for example, you're going to want to go to the Erykah Badu concert way more than you're going to want to spend money on eating out this week, I'm assuming. So instead of becoming, oh, I'm broke, or the conversation is like, I don't have enough, the conversation soon becomes, oh, I really love art. I would much rather go see Erykah Badu than spend money on, like, a dinner that I don't even really enjoy. You value, for me, I value travel a lot. And so when I look at my spending habits, I love it when travel is like, you know, like, I think I spent like $1,500 on travel last month. It'll probably be that much this month. And so I don't mind so much when the other things the other categories are a little bit lower. Like, you know, I would much rather eat at home, especially if health is also one of my values, because I know that the foods that I prepare are coming from a place of love, as opposed to, like, you know, calling up Seamless and getting something. And that's not to say that eating out can't be a part of your core values. Like, if your core value is family and friends, eating out can sometimes, like, I think some of my favorite meals are, like, those decadent meals I have with girlfriends who come to visit New York, and we go to, like, the really high-end restaurants, and we spend, you know, $100 each on, like, wine and really good food, and it's just enjoying the pleasure of that experience. Now, that is something that's, like, thought out, conscious, as opposed to, like, you know, spending $150 a week ordering from Seamless. So the conversation soon becomes, well, I value this, so I'd rather my money go to this than to this. And I want to stress this, and I'm sure a lot of you are already there, but I want you to take the word broke out of your conversation. I don't have it. I don't have enough. I want you to take those phrases out of your conversation. Replace them with, it's not in my spending plan. I prefer to spend it on this. And, you know, in the beginning, it might seem like you're lying to yourself, but you'll start to see that it is true. You'd rather spend your money on this, and you aren't broke. As a matter of fact, you're completely and utterly whole, and you have just about everything you need, and you have everything you want, too, if you start to think about what it is you value.
True.
Mm-hmm. So the next question I have for you is, what's your number? And when I ask this question, there's two numbers I want you to think about. Well, there's actually three, but we'll start with the two first. So the first number I want you to think about is, how much do you want to make this year? Like, I want the number of what you want to make be scary enough that you get, like, a little bit of twinge when you think about it, but at the same time, it's like a balancing act. Like, I don't want you to be, like, too comfortable with the number. Like, if you think you can do it, that's not the number. I want the number in between, like, oh, my God, that's impossible, and, oh, I could do that. So what's your number for this year? And the reason why I ask you to make a number that is a little bit of a stretch is because sometimes it takes a little while to manifest these desires, especially if it's a big desire. Like, say, like, right now my desire is, my number is 300K a year. Like, I desire to get to the 300K a year mark, which means that Sexy Money has to become a seven-figure brand. But I've also known that, like, the numbers that I've set, they usually take about 5 years to manifest. I think as I get older, I take more risks, and so I get there faster. But I'm going to tell you that the woman who you are now, who makes a certain amount, and the woman you want to be, there's some stretches that you're going to make in between that period. So you want to really dream big. Like, what is the woman 5 years now from now going to want to make? Think about her too when you're thinking about your numbers. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I want to know your bank balance number. Like, what's that number where you're like, I don't want my bank balance to fall below this certain amount? Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's $10,000. But I really want you to get to that place where, like, when my bank account falls below this, it makes my second chakra feel all kinds of fucked up. Excuse me. Sometimes I like to curse to like hammer this point home. So those are the two numbers I want you to have. Your wanted salary that is a stretch for you, so that we can make sure that you're desiring for the woman you're going to evolve into, and it's going to happen quicker than you think. And then the second number is, what do you want your bank balance to always be, at least this amount? And then the third number I want you to think about is, what's the magic bank account number? Like, Okay, so say like your like current one is like $100. Okay, but then what do you really want it to be at all times and not fall below that? So just think about that. Write those down. I want the magic number for your bank balance to feel a little yucky. Like, oh God, I don't know if I can do that. And the same thing with your salary, what you want to make in a year. Okay? The third thing I wanted you to do is, and you might have already done this, especially if you've worked with me before, I want you to sign up for Mint.com. And this is where I lose people, because Mint can make your head spin in a heartbeat, and I know it. It makes my head spin. And the reason why I want you to do this is because I want you to become conscious about your spending habits. I'm not asking you to change them. You can keep them just the way they are. I just want you to start paying attention to them. And what's going to happen just by the natural evolution of you paying attention to them and knowing what your core values are, these things are going to slowly align themselves with each other in a way where you don't have to do anything. It's just, you just need to show up. Sign up for Mint, show up, know what you value, and your money will start to fall into those different categories without much effort on your part, which is, let's face it, that's the best way to do this money stuff, is like when it can become just easy and effortless and magnetic, that's the best way to do it. All that pushing and grinding and like, you know, no pain, no gain, and like, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstrap, that's the old paradigm for money. The new paradigm is a feminine paradigm. It's you at your most feminine when you are sparkly, attractive, magnetic, a little bit magical, sensual, powerful, creative, destructive, angry, like all those different things that make you so powerful are also the things that make your money so powerful. So sign up for Mint.com. And if you sign up and then you get like to the place where you're like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing on this thing, it like, it's got my eyes crossed. Don't worry. During our private session, I'm more than happy to hold your hand and guide you through it so that we can make sure that you are in a good place with it. And then the last thing I want you to do is I want you to have a weekly money makeout session. So what you're going to do is start tracking everything that your money is on. And the easiest way to do this, I'm going to mute everybody just because there's some background noises, but the easiest way to do this is to keep all your receipts. So when you are out shopping, Just make sure you get a receipt. Hopefully you have a wallet that's not going to get overwhelmed, excuse me, by all the different receipts. I have a really cute wallet. It's like an envelope style, so I can keep about a week's worth of receipts before I start to feel like, oh, my God, I got to get these out of my wallet before I go crazy. And then usually that's on a Monday where I take them all out. I lay them out, and then I have these little note cards, and I will just write the date, the place I bought it, and the amount. This is a trick that I learned from a friend of mine was in Debtors Anonymous, and it's a tool that they encourage people to use just to become conscious around your, to become another tool to become conscious around money. So, and I found it actually as the ultimate act of gratitude, because then I get to relive all those different experiences that I spent my money on. So, you know, like, this week is going to be particularly good because all my receipts are going to be from Georgia because I'm down here in Savannah and Atlanta for the week. And so I get to be like, oh, man, that lingerie shop I went into was so fun. And that girl who just opened up the shop was so sweet to see another woman going into business. That dinner I had at Belford's was really good. And I remember that couple that I talked to who was visiting from Kansas City. So I don't want this to be a chore for you. I want you to really think of it as this, like, loving act towards your money and towards yourself where you get to relive all – and, like, just the act of, like, the stacks of the receipts is evidence of your abundance. To make it easier, of course, put on whatever you need to, like, get it done. So, you know, when I really don't want to do it, because there are times when I don't want to do this stuff just as much as you know, I don't want to track stuff in Mint. I don't want to do any of it. I'll put like my favorite TV show on Hulu in the background, and like, you know, I'll be listening to The Voice while I'm going through my receipts, or I'll play my favorite playlist and I'll go through my receipts. Maybe you can call a buddy and be like, yo, can you do this with me? Just hold my hand through the process. Whatever makes sense for you. So that will be your weekly money makeout session, where you go through your receipts for the week, write them down either on a note card, or you can even get like a really sexy, cute little journal to write everything down. And then if you want to keep the receipts, which I highly recommend if you are a business owner or an independent contractor, then I advise getting a little expandable envelope file folder from Staples where you can put the receipts in by month. That's a handy little tip from me. So that is money. We've got the last thing I want to do is I want to talk about the importance of rituals. So your homework is really going to be geared towards creating rituals out of the sexy part of sexy money and around your second chakra, and also around the money aspect. And I want to say that, you know, rituals are like vital in the process of change. It's easy to get lost in the middle of transformation, because when you're stretching, it feels all kinds of uncomfortable. If you have rituals to ground you each and every day into that experience, you don't have to do the things that we do to numb that sensation. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say, oh, it's going to feel like roses all the time. It's not. It's going to feel like you're growing, which means that you're going to feel not like yourself. I don't want you to automatically think that something's wrong. I want you to think, oh, I'm growing, so of course I'm going to feel different, because I'm turning into a different woman. So with that in mind, the importance of rituals, your homework is going to be all about developing your sexy money rituals. So, you know, all those things I ask you to do around essential oils, your daily orgasm practice, your sacred self-care, all those different things are going to go into your personal sexy money ritual. And, you know, just remember that it's just for 40 days. So I would charge you to do something every day around your different rituals, but make it doable, whatever you come up with. So that's the first thing, is develop your sexy money rituals. For me, it's going to be definitely making sure I have an orgasm at least once a day. I've ordered the jade eggs, and I'm going to start that practice. I will also start an oming practice. I am committed to doing baths with essential oils every day for the next 40 days. And in the morning, lighting candles or incense and doing like a 5 to 10 minute prayer, meditation, tarot card reading. And again, I want you to come up with some really solid, great, sexy money rituals. And the Facebook group will go up tomorrow, so I would love it if you could just sign in there and write down let us know what your sexy money rituals are. And again, you're going to sign up for mint.com. I know I know it can be intimidating, but this is one of the things I'm just going to say, is just do it. And also, if you feel yourself resistant to it during the week, let me just say that the size of your resistance usually lets me know how bad you really want something. So if you can just overcome that resistance, there's some really beautiful, concrete manifestation on the other end of it. The third thing you're going to do for your homework is your weekly money makeout. Just be conscious about where you're spending your money. Have fun with it. And if you haven't already, finish and email me your sexy money interview. I asked for your birth date and time on that interview, because I kind of have a yin for astrology and also numerology. So I want to like give you some guidance that's based on your birthday that might help you. Also, if you haven't booked your first session with me, please do that. Those sessions are for you to tailor make this process for you, and you can like let me know exactly what it is you want to create through this process, and I can give you personal guidance around that stuff. And then the last thing is finish your desire line worksheet. It's the worksheet that says in 6 months, and this is how you're going to finish it. In 6 months, I desire to feel, and I desire to have, I desire to do, and I desire to be. And I want to know all those different things, and I want you to know. And it would be great if you could bring that to our first session as well, what you want to do. And that goes the same for everybody on the call.